Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brendaja. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Bradley Prince, and y'all charged me $5.74 back on December the 19th. And I'm trying to understand what for.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have to assist you with that. Can you verify your address for me?
My address is P.O. Box 883, Katy's, Kentucky, 42211.
Okay, sir. Give me 1 second while I pull up your account.
What account? I don't know. That's why I'm calling. Didn't even have an account with them. They call it Transparent Electronics.
Okay, so I see back on the 18th of this month. You entered a sweepstakes for a croissant for $5.74.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah. Do y'all know when that's going to make it to me?
I do apologize, sir, but that was a sweepstake. You didn't actually, pay for it to come. They do a drawing every month, and at the end of the month, you will receive an email if you won or not.
Okay, but I won some cookware. Yeah, that's what it was. Now I remember. I won some cookware, and the standard delivery of it cost was $5.74. Yeah, I remember now.
Yes, sir. You didn't necessarily win it. You won an entry to be in the sweepstakes to win the cookware.
I didn't win.
You won't know till the end of this month, which is probably on the 31st. You'll receive an email.
Oh, so I had to pay to enter the sweepstakes.
Yes, sir, and if you win, you wouldn't have to pay anything else because you already paid the shipping and handling for it.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I called. I totally forgot what that. I'm like, what the hell are $5? I wouldn't have used my card on no $5. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Have
a great
holiday.
Day. Same to you.
All right.